USA News Update. President Biden and former President Trump both visited the U.S.-Mexico border Thursday. Biden met with local leaders and Border Patrol agents in Brownsville, while Trump held a rally in a border park in Eagle Pass. The House is greenlighting a temporary funding measure to prevent a partial government shutdown Friday night. The bill extends two government funding deadlines to March 8th and March 22nd, granting lawmakers additional time to reach consensus on appropriations bills. The Senate is expected to vote on the legislation before Friday's deadline. The most recent inflation report indicates a 0.4% increase for January, aligning with forecasts. The Federal Reserve is deliberating on whether to initiate interest rate reductions. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell stated last month that he aims to observe further positive data before considering interest rate cuts. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.